You've heard the coaches' insights leading up to tonight's game of the week. We've brought you predictions and updates of all our area teams. You've seen or heard the hits and huge plays of tonight's biggest game. Well, football fans, we're just getting started. It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Helena Agri Enterprises, JVN Telephone Company, by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Bruna Implement Company, Blue Valley Technologies, by Honeyman Ford, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Giant Communications, MCON, by the Denison State Bank, BNP Propane, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Lukert Chiropractic, and by The Elevator in Valley Falls.
Here we go, Boz.
Let's go.
Come on now. Week 8 is over. That means regular season's done. It's playoff time.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night.
It's Friday night, which means that it's time for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake.
I'm Boz.
That's Boz. And let me tell you, it is week 8, the conclusion of the regular season. Boz, can you believe it?
I can't. It seems like just like yesterday we were talking about preseason and how the season was going to go, talking about all the teams, and now we're here at the end.
At the end of the season, October the 25th. Buddy, we had an amazing game that we were at. We'll dive into it, but by the time we left, it was not a ball game.
No, not at all.
But the final score, it turned into a ball game.
Absolutely.
And it's football weather, my friend.
Oh, it is for sure.
The first time this year that I've seen Boz pull out the hoodie.
Yeah.
And
I still have the shorts on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If it's north of 35, you see on Facebook Live.
North of 35.
Old Jay Spald is wearing himself some shorts. But, I mean, just perfect weather. It reminds you of playoff football.
Yeah.
45 degrees right now across the area. We'll be joined momentarily on 93.7 FM KAIR. But the final that just came in from the game that we were at, Boz, 34-28, a game at halftime that was 20-0.
Yeah, tough first half for Riverside, but they're a good football team. They came back. They had a chance.
They came back and fall by 6. Against the Centralia Panthers that we have said all year long is the Centralia Panther team.
Yeah, do what they do.
They do what they do. They year in, year out, find ways to just stay the way that they are.
Yeah.
That is a program that is higher than a lot of programs in our area. When you look at success on a long-term basis, Centralia is a team you look at.
Every year. I mean, year in, year out, they are just, and they're always going to be in the hunt. I mean, they're going to go make a deep run in the playoffs. They're always in the hunt for getting to a state title game.
We're going to dive into every district tonight because with the conclusion of week number 8, that means that we've got, for the most part, the playoff picture set in stone. And that means your favorite team, who will they be matched up against? How will the road to the state championship game look for your local team? Well, we're going to break it all down. You're going to have to hang tight with us, though.
Yeah.
Because a lot of games are just coming in final. A lot of games are just finishing up. But we've got a special guest tonight, Boz.
Yeah.
That's going to join us around the 10:15, 10:30 time frame. So about an hour from now. But we've got a special guest from the Kansas State High School Activities Association, who will be on with us to discuss the postseason, the new format of postseason football, and how the differentiating aspects of this year's playoffs have a big difference from years past. Because if you remember years past, it was District A plays District B in the first round of the playoffs, but that is no more.
Yeah.
So right now we're looking for final scores. You can give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline. It's 785-547-3461. Boz, what's that phone number?
I don't have it written down yet. You caught me.
MSC Radio Group listening area. I got him. I got Boz. I'll give it to you again. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. The Giant Communications Hotline. Boz, did you know that it's spooky season?
It is spooky season.
We've got one more week left of spooky season, which means you can have a spooky good deal from Giant Communications. Just visit giantcomm.net and ask about their spooky good deal going on right now. 1 gigabit of internet for just $50 right now going on for Giant Communications, giantcomm.net. 785-362-9331 is the phone number for the Giant Communications Hotline. And Boz, as we expect most times when we're talking postseason football, as we're talking about playoff opportunities, our Giant Communications Hotline typically heats up this time of the year.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't given away a single score yet, Boz. So before we go to the hotline, give us the scores we've got for tonight.
Here's what we got tonight. Nemaha Central, they defeat ACCHS 46-0. Royal Valley, they put it on Oskaloosa tonight 59-8. What is that?
It's a 50 burger.
50 burger for Royal Valley. Perry LeCompton, they come up with the win against Hiawatha 34-20.
And that game at halftime was 20-14.
Hiawatha in the lead. Yeah, so comeback win for Perry LeCompton. Hanover, they defeat Lynn 48-0. St. Mary's, they get the win over Sabetha 24-3. Close game tonight at Holton. Leavenworth, they get the win 27-20 over Holton. Atchison.
The Phoenix.
I was waiting for it. The Phoenix.
My mic was muted. Sorry, man.
56-6.
That's a burger.
That's a burger. What do we say about this? Axtell.
Oh, my goodness.
They get the win tonight. They got pushed. They got tested a little bit.
A bigger test than they had last week.
Gave up the most points they've given up for like the last couple years. But Axtell gets the win against Frankfurt 76-30.
That's a 70 burger.
Another burger for you here. Jackson Heights, they defeat JCN 52-0.
50 burger for the Cobras.
And Silver Lake, they get the win against Council Grove 29-12. We're still waiting on a whole bunch of scores.
You want to know about that Silver Lake game that matters a lot to our listening area?
Yeah.
We'll get into that. But that was a huge win for the Eagles, but even a bigger win for the Bears.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What scores do we need before we get to our hotline?
All right. We need Hayden at Jeff West, Valley Heights at Marion, Clifton Clyde at Lincoln, Sylvan Lucas at Washington County, Wakefield at Blue Valley, Rossville at Wabunsee, McClouth at Onega, Pleasant Ridge at Valley Falls, Moore Hill Mount Academy at Troy. You just said the final. What was the final on Centralia Riverside?
34-28.
So Centralia gets the win 34-28 over Riverside. The other scores we need, Donovan West at Horton and Osage City at Riley County. That's a big score. We need to know that one.
Got to have it. Let's get on to our Giant Communications Hotline right now. Brian, how are you?
All right. How you guys doing?
Doing great, Brian. I want to know, who are we talking about tonight?
We're talking about Axtell
Eagle football, my friend. Brian, take it away.
On.
The show is yours.
Hey, it was a good game. Defense kind of struggled a little bit, but we didn't let them. Second half, we didn't let them get another touchdown, so we won the game.
Got the 45 rule, Brian, and that's something that Axtell has done consistently in this big run that the Eagles are on. Tell me about what I'm assuming you went to the game, Brian. Is that right?
Yes, I did.
All right. So what stood out to you when you're seeing Axtell maybe facing a little bit of adversity and how they overcome it to still win by a 45 mercy rule?
The offense played really well. I mean, they couldn't stop the offense, but defense, they kind of struggled with the pass, but we should be shut them down, you know, in the third quarter when we had two on fourth down. So that was the big play of the game.
And a big win for Axtell, Brian. I mean, we talked last week to you. I know we did. And that's 47 wins in a row for the Eagles.
Yep.
Are they going the distance this year, my friend?
Yes, we are. We're going to the distance.
I love it, Brian. Well, hey, Brian, I appreciate you. I appreciate you for constantly calling in and listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show and supporting your favorite team. Drive home safe tonight. And, again, appreciate you, as always, for listening in.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Brian from rooting on the actual Eagles tonight, Boz. You know, we could dive into that game here real quickly because what a game. Once again, the Eagles flying high.
So I'm wondering, Brian said the defense struggled a little bit.
Yeah.
Has that ever been uttered in the last 4 years? The defense struggled?
I mean, come on now.
They've won so many games in a row,
sure.
47 in a row. They've absolutely dominated everybody they've played. And we've talked about this a lot. Axtell, fantastic football team. They have been for the last 4 years. But Frankfurt,
sure.
I'm a big fan.
Hey, the Fighting Wes Andersons, my friend.
Come on. Frankfurt, I told you this was going to be one where Frankfurt would give them a little test. They scored the most points against Axtell that anybody has in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And still, you cannot stop Axtell's offense.
No.
I think that's going to be the story. If you go through the playoffs, I expect Axtell to go all the way to a state title game. But for them to give up 30 points, and then they just respond, offense just continues to roll. Brandon Schmelzle, you cannot slow down this dude. He scores at will.
Yeah.
And we talked about it last week. I mean, what they run on offense, they spread you out. Brandon Schmelzle can run up the middle, and there's so much pressure on the linebackers. They're not going to make a tackle one-on-one against Schmelzle. This kid is the real deal. This team is the real deal. And I just don't see a defense slowing down Axtell's offense.
Do you think that this is a team – and again, we've done it we've said it many, many times that – this is an Axtell team that, you know, has the opportunity.
What was that? Oh, come on.
Is that the Axtell Eagle screech?
I think that was a screech I just heard.
I'm not going to say that we did some homework this past week.
Love it.
But shout out to James Shaughnessy of Axtell, the PA guy, Boz.
The hype man.
A hype man that gave us a shout out last Saturday and gave me the Axtell Eagle screech to be able to use on the scoreboard show. I didn't prep Boz for that at all.
I didn't know that was coming. That's awesome, though.
But the Eagles are flying high right now, my friend, and finding ways to win. And defense, yeah, did it get challenged a little bit tonight? Absolutely, it did.
And I think that's good for them.
Absolutely. And Frankfurt, again, can you hear the through that screech, through the fans, the ability for them to know that, hey, it's okay for us to get tested.
Yeah.
But that Frankfurt team is a team that is going to be just as competitive in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people don't typically realize when they see these final scores in these Axtell games is they kind of forget about who they beat. Hanover is going to be a tough out in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Frankfurt will be a tough out in the playoffs. These two teams very well could match up again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would imagine they will meet up again. And this is the thing. This is the dilemma. For anybody playing Axtell, is how you slow down that offense. You might score some points against them.
Yes.
You might. But how do you stop that offensive juggernaut? It's just crazy.
I love it. I can't stop doing it now. that Axtell Eagle screech. So, again, shout out James Shaughnessy. Axtell, big win tonight this evening. Boz, scores that we're still needing. Who are we still needing here tonight?
All right. We still got a couple here. We need Hayden at Jeff West. Clifton Clyde at Lincoln, Sylvan Lucas at Washington County, Wakefield at Blue Valley, McLouth at Onega, Pleasant Ridge at Valley Falls, and Donovan West at Horton.
All right, those are the scores we need. 785-547-3461 is the phone number for you to call in on games scores that we are still needing here tonight. These are the scores that we need. And we got a lot to get into. Again, I mentioned at the top of the show that we are going to be joined by the KSHSAA, a member of the KSHSAA here at about 10:30 or so to discuss the playoff structure and how that all looks. And I'm excited to have that conversation because we're going to be one of the very, very first to be able to discuss, dissect, and basically bring you the playoff structure of how that's going to look here in the playoffs for 2024. Because, Boz, it's different this year, my friend.
It is different.
It is so much that involves head-to-head matchups. It also involves the ability for how many points did you win a game by in district play? Not only districts, but for the total season as well. Because if there's ties for seeding in the playoffs from 1 through 4, 5 through 8, and so on, they go for the differential points for the entire 8-game schedule, not just districts. So that matters so much so for the first 3 games, non-district, for a lot of these teams as well. So we've got a lot to get to here still. Boz, you had the Roll Valley final score, correct?
I don't.
Or you did not have that. Okay, no. Final score tonight, 59-8, Panthers tonight. Thank you, Janelle Stevens on Facebook for that. Did you need the Horton D. West score as well?
I got that one.
You got that one. Okay, 60-20 final. Horton defeats Donovan West tonight. Thank you, Trisha Niosi, on the Facebook Live feed as well. And you had Atchison's already.
Yep.
I'm just getting a bunch of scores getting filtered through here
On
the online. If you always want to see Boz's amazing mug, you can go to Facebook Live. What? I gave you a compliment. Amazing mug. On the Facebook Live feed as well, if you're not listening here on 103.9 FM as well. We're going to go here to our Giant Communications hotline as we've got another fan calling in to discuss their game that they were at here tonight. Caller, are you here?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. Who we got here on the line with us?
Yeah, this is Paul Mendez.
All right, Paul.
I haven't talked to you for a while, but... Did you get the Washington score? I gave it to him earlier.
Yes, we got it. Sylvan Lucas defeated Washington County 54-0.
Oh yeah, I was there.
Okay.
What happened in that game? How does Sylvan Lucas look against Washington County?
They look like a machine.
Okay.
I'm not kidding you. They were scoring at will. How many fumbles they have, guys? We're on our way home. Refereeing it.
Yeah, and I want to give a quick shout out to you, Paul, because again, for those listening that don't know, Paul and his crew, an amazing officiating crew that goes across the area. Paul, thank you for being Acacia official, because we know that officiating is not the most thanked job probably in the area, but we thank you for doing that.
Well, I appreciate it. This is actually my last year of varsity officiating.
Oh.
Yeah, 38 years. That's good enough.
Paul!
Awesome.
Yeah, let's give Paul a round of applause.
I'll keep doing the kid stuff and the off-night stuff. I'll do those. I don't mind doing that.
But no more varsity.
No, me and my wife got to go see one game in 38 years and go watch my grandson play. So I think it's time for me to go watch the other ones play on Friday night.
Yeah, it's time.
But, Paul, yeah. I love that.
But he's a senior this year, so he plays for Norris. I was trying to find the score, but the guy told me he didn't have it. So
okay.
Norris is playing somebody, but I couldn't give you that score. But I gave that score, this score of 54-0.
Yep.
And then the other score was the game we were listening to. Oh, Axel and Frankfurt. I gave them both to it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, the last time I was on there, you guys gave me a gift certificate, and that was cool.
That's great.
Yeah, and you know what? I still never got – I didn't ever pick it up.
Oh, my Paul, it was that it Jets up. For you, Paul.
I know. My sister picked it up, and I haven't seen it, so.
You can't trust your sister, Paul. You got to pick it up yourself.
You know what? You're right. She's from Holton, Kansas.
Oh, boy.
You know – years ago, Hawatha used to have a big rivalry with Holt back in the early 90s. And now they don't, it's like they don't even show up to play football. I don't know what the deal is. But anyway, I'll get to watch them next year and see how they're doing.
All right, Paul. Well, hey, I appreciate you listening and into the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate
it. Hey, no problem,
and
brother,
thank
no
you
problem.
For your 38 years of service to the KSHSAA.
Hey, not a problem. I'll do it again if I have to.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Take care.
Paul,
thanks.
I appreciate Bye. It. Thank you very much. Those are the calls, Boz. I love listening about people and fans and their games that they were at. But listening to calls from people like Paul Mendez right there, those are what do it for me, my friend.
Man, I'm telling you, being an official, it's an absolutely thankless job.
Yeah.
And it's tough. I could not be an official. I can stand on the sideline. I can yell at what I think should be called. But when you get, I've done it. I've been on the field, and I'm horrible. I'll just admit it. I am not a good official, and it's, man, we're struggling in the state for officials.
Yeah.
For people to step in. And here's the bad thing about it.
Uh-oh.
If we don't have officials,
we ain't got a game.
It hurts the kids.
Yeah.
It kills the schools that want to play. So, man, if you want to officiate, this he's going to retire. We need people to take those spots.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say, is that Paul Mendez is retiring, folks. That means someone's got to step in and take his spot. KSHSAA.org. And we're going to be talking to a member from the KSHSAA in about 45 minutes to discuss a new playoff format. I'm sure he would love for you to become an official to assist with the KSHSAA. Boz, you want to stay on the Giant Communications Hotline before we get to our next break?
Let's go.
All right. So we're going to stay on the Giant Communications Hotline, giantcomm.net. It's spooky season, Boz.
All right.
Which means you got about a week left to take advantage of $50 for 1 gigabit of download internet from Giant Communications, 785-362-9331, or visit giantcomm.net. Going to the Giant Communications Hotline once again, we've got Mark Pruitt on the line. Mark, how are you?
Hey, Jake, how you doing, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing good.
We're doing awesome, man. I tell you what, it was a little chilly tonight, wasn't it?
Well, it was a little chilly, but hey, it's football weather.
That's right.
I'm just glad tonight wasn't like last night here in Holman.
Oh yeah, with that thunderstorm that came through, huh?
Oh yeah, that was a little nasty. So it's a good thing that Mother Nature got that out of her system, and we had some good weather for football.
That's right. So tell me about the game. Holton decided to play a non-district opponent, but you know, instead of going 3A opponent, 4A opponent, they decided to go 5A opponent tonight, taking on an 11-word team. Tell me about it.
Well, once again, you know, what's my theme been all year? We've gotten better each week.
Sure.
We just have a few too many mental mistakes and a few too many missed tackles. There was quite a few missed tackles tonight, but not as many as the weeks before. So I think we're getting better. I think we're getting better each week. I'm curious to see who we're going to play next week. We do have a home game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll be there in my little ticket booth, taking tickets and go up to my corner. So.
You going to be handing out Tootsie Rolls next week, Mark?
No, Tootsie Rolls are done. I can bring you something. If you're going to be at the game next week, you come through the East Gate and I'll have some Tootsie Rolls for you guys.
Shout out to the Lions Club. I know that, Mark, you're a part of that. Or Knights of Columbus, sorry.
Yeah, Knights of Columbus.
Knights of Columbus. And, yeah, Tootsie Rolls, man. I mean, good Lord, boss. How many times you go to a football game?
Oh, I've gotten plenty of Tootsie Rolls over the years.
Mark.
Tootsie Rolls for a good cause.
That's right.
I'd say the mood in the locker room, a little somber tonight with the guys, but the coaches were all pretty upbeat. They were, they basically said the same thing I just did, that they're, you know, had a few too many mental mistakes and had a few, too many missed tackles. But they have improved so much from the first week of the season that, you know, if we keep doing that, we'll be fine. We'll roll through the playoffs and see where we end up.
Again, Holton now 4-4 overall, Mark, but you're hosting a playoff game no matter what. And it's just all going to come down to how the seeding works out for Holton. And we're going to be listening in, Mark, because we're going to be having somebody from the KSHSAA to help us break down some brackets maybe a little bit later on at about 10:30, 10:45 tonight. And that's when we'll be able to talk about some of the matchups for next week, okay?
All right, sounds good, guys. Hey, thanks for what you do. Really appreciate talking to you guys every week, and we'll keep it up for a while.
All right. Mark Pruitt, thank you very much for listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Mark, again, giving a great call, great insight again, and you know, that's what we want, right?
Oh, yeah.
From the fans.
Absolutely. Well, and the cool thing, and I'm going to throw it out here because some people may not know. So Holton does a a pretty cool deal, I think. I experienced it as a dad, but after each game, dads, uncles, grandpas, former players go into the locker room.
Father figures.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they go into the locker room, and the coaches, everybody on staff for Holton football, the coaches go through and they kind of talk about their thoughts from the game. It's a cool environment, the program, the tradition, and lots of former players and all the dads. And like you said, everybody, they get in there and kind of hear what the thoughts are from the coaches. So kind of a neat deal at Holton.
All right, we got to get to our first break, Buzz. I'm sorry to kind of cut you short there, buddy.
Yeah, man.
We'll talk more about that. We got scores when we come back, but we got to get to our first timeout. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Equal housing lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorites sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are. To ensure this harvest season goes smoothly, their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 123 years old this year, and we really are as easy as 1, 2, 3. With our age comes lots of experience in making banking easy and accessible. Why mess around with those big banks when you can get easy 1, 2, 3 banking right here in your hometown?
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Boz, this is my favorite segment every week.
Love it.
I ask you every single week, was your team getting rocked?
Or was your team doing the rocking?
We will Welcome back into the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, and that's Boz. Say hi to everybody.
Hey, everybody.
That's Boz, and we've got a great show lined up for you. Boz, before we get into our next segment, we need some scores, my friend. What do we have so far?
All right, here's what we got. Nemaha Central, they shut out ACCHS tonight, 46-0. Close, but not so much. Royal Valley gets the win against Oskaloosa, 59-8.
That's a burger.
Count it up. Perry Lecompton, they get the win against Hiawatha, 34-20.
Not quite.
Marion, they defeat Valley Heights, 46-26. Hanover gets the win against Lynn, 48-0.
A lot of close burgers tonight.
Close, but not so much. St. Mary's, they get a good win tonight against Sabetha, 24-3. Leavenworth defeats Holton, 27-20. Here's a burger for you.
Okay.
Atchison. The Phoenix get the win against KC Wyandotte, 56-6. Clifton Clyde, they defeat Lincoln, 36-28. Sylvan Lucas at Washington County, they get the win, 54-0.
We don't really count
it. No. Here's one for you. Okay. Axtell, 76. Frankfurt, 30.
Dang it, I didn't have the screech ready.
Come on. Right, you should be more prepared.
I'm sorry.
All right. Rossville. They get the win against Waubunsee, 55-14.
That's number four.
Okay, we got four. McClouth, they get the win against Onega, 32-16. Jackson Heights, they shut out JCN, 52-0.
Five burgers.
Troy, big win tonight against Moore Hill Mount Academy, 54-12.
Oh, there's six burgers.
All right. Centralia, they get the win against Riverside.
We'll talk about that
in a little bit. Centralia, 34, Riverside, 28. Horton, they get a big win tonight against Donna from West, 60 burger.
Oh, dang.
60-20.
That's seven burgers on the night.
All right. Silver Lake, they defeated Council Grove, 29-12. And Osage City gets the win against Riley County, 27-7.
All right, so we got seven burgers on the line right now. What was that Axtell score again, by the way?
Axtell, 76-30.
Oh, it didn't
that's a big time fail.
Oh,
there it is.
Found it. Got to give a shout out again, James Shaughnessy, doing a great job getting us that. If you've got a specific school's like, screech like that or
a roar like a wildcat.
I was going to say cat call. We don't want cat calls.
No.
But, some kind of a
what's the kid? Okay.
What?
The Wildcats, like they do at the K-State game?
I'm not even going to attempt it.
I want to hear it.
Nope.
No?
Nope. Not going to happen.
Okay.
But, if you've got that, feel free. I mean, James just sent it to our Facebook page. I can pull it right up and play it right there. No big deal to you. So feel free. If you got like a charge on or something like that, by all means, give it to us.
Yep.
All right, what scores we need, Boz? We got seven burgers. So
we only need three. We need Hayden at Jeff West, Wakefield at Blue Valley, and Pleasant Ridge at Valley Falls.
And I'm going to throw this one out there really quick because we got this in the chat on Facebook. We don't cover Rock Creek. It's just right on that fringe.
Yeah. Do that again with your hands.
We got right on the fringe. Okay. But we had a nomination come through that they should get a burger. So shout out Rock Creek, 69-6. They deserve a burger.
Give them one. Give them a burger.
Got them a burger.
All right.
There you go, Taylor, on the Facebook page. Shout out to you, Taylor Smith. Appreciate you listening in and watching in on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Hey, I just saw a score come through there on Valley Falls.
Big win. They
get their first win tonight, 38-6 over Pleasant Ridge.
And I love the way Brady just put that in there, too, as well. Shout out Brady Chaffin for sending that to us on the Facebook page. Appreciate you. Don't ask how. Just ask how many.
Yeah.
Valley Falls had enough to get their first win tonight, 38-6 over Pleasant Ridge.
Awesome.
The Dragons, would that be a roar?
I don't know.
A dragon roar?
I don't think a dragon roars. I think it's like they got something going on with flames and fire, and I don't know.
Can you emulate
nope.
a fire-breathing dragon?
Not going to try it.
Okay. We've got some recaps to get to here in just a second, Boz. But our Giant Communications hotline has been hot tonight.
Yeah.
Like dragon's breath.
Okay.
And the phone number, Boz, you have it written down yet?
I do, actually. I'm
What's that phone number, buddy?
It took me a second to catch up. 785-547-3461.
Hey, what season is it, Boz?
It's spooky season.
Spooky season right now. And you go to GiantCOMM.net. You can get a spooky good deal. Or you call them at 785-362-9331 and ask for the spooky good deal. $50 a month will get you a 1 gigabit internet connection. Brand new. That's amazing. I mean, $50, I don't know how you can do that for a gig. I pay more for that for less internet.
Yeah.
So it's a great option. Make sure you do it. GiantCOMM.net. We're on the Giant Communications hotline now, and who we got on the line right now? Is this Grandpa?
Yes, sir.
Grandpa Gary. I just had Gary written down. I wasn't sure. I wanted to make sure. Grandpa, how are you, my friend?
Well, it's all right. We played a really good team. My hat's off to our coach, Jeff Snyder, and all of his guys and all the players. You know, even when we lost all those seniors last year, we had a tough season, but they did really well. Hadn't been for that very first game where we were too short of having another win. But anyway, they had a great game tonight. And I tell you what, we played a tough team.
Yeah. Tell me, I mean, before we move on to the game tonight, just going to your point right there, the season's not over yet for JCN by any stretch.
No.
This is a team that has improved so much from week one to week eight. But you just said you played a really good team. Tell me about the game that you witnessed here tonight.
Well, we had a really tough time getting ahead of their offense. I mean, I think they scored every time they had the ball. And, of course, we were kind of tough getting our offense rolling and didn't have as many first downs as I thought we should have. We didn't have a whole lot of penalties, which was a good thing.
Sure.
Didn't turn over the ball any. They were just a good team. It reminds me of our team last year. I mean,
sure.
They were great on offense, great on defense, and good size, tough team. And as I was talking to the quarterback on our team after the game, said, well, it was a tough game, but nobody got hurt. That's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, JCN going to the playoffs no matter what, and now win or lose in this game tonight. And so the horizon is still there for JCN. The only difference is, Grandpa, is as it looks right now, it all depends on a couple of things, scenarios, but we'll see whether JCN will have a home game or a road game next week in that one. And so we'll have to find out, but we'll talk more about that in about 40 minutes here in just a little bit.
That's kind of what I was looking forward to listening to. How that comes out.
Sure.
It's a whole lot different this year, as you know.
Exactly. It's way different this year. But, again, you know, proud of those seniors. I'm sure you are. Senior night tonight for JCN. But, you know, again, they just ran into a really, really good team in the Jacksonites. Cobras, a team that, you know, averages 50-plus points a game, and they were giving up, Grandpa, just 2 points a game coming into this game tonight.
Yeah. It was tough game. To see the boys lose is, you know, be skunked. But you know what? They did a great job. They played hard.
Yeah.
It was a tough team. They played.
You got anybody you nominate somebody every week for us, Grandpa? You got somebody you want Boz to write down?
I'm gonna say the whole team.
Okay.
I realize you're not gonna give football to the whole team, but you know what?
That's
that
all right.
Get
I love it.
Expensive, Grandpa.
They deserve it.
We'll make sure to get them on there for sure. You got that, Boz?
I got it. I wrote it down.
Okay.
I want to make sure.
I was really kind of sorry I didn't see you guys tonight. I even went early looking.
Grandpa, I tell you, we
tough decision.
It was extremely tough.
It came down
to three different matchups. All three could easily be called a district title game. And we ended up in Riverside, and we're about to break that game down here in just a minute. Riverside and Centralia, but it was definitely in the final three.
Yeah, I saw you on your thing on Facebook that showed the three different places you could be at.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Yeah.
I was hoping the charges would be
the charges. Well, I'll tell you, I'm giving away four tickets at the end of the show for a pumpkin patch, and there was an overwhelming majority that thought we would be at JCN tonight as well.
Yeah.
but just didn't quite make it. Well, Grandpa, I appreciate you listening like always, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks a lot, Grandpa Gary, and chiming in again. And you know, Jackson Heights is just it's a different animal.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Here's what I love. So, Grandpa Gary is not probably unlike a lot of fans that they recognize Jackson Heights is just a really good football team right now.
Yeah.
But what they appreciate is how hard their kids play against a really good team. And Jackson Heights is, I mean, they shut out JCN tonight.
Yeah.
But fans are still happy with their kids. They played hard. They worked their tails off. That's the effort you want. I mean, if you're a fan, you go to watch your team, and you want them to fight all the way to the very end.
Yeah. And again, recognizing, you know, again, I mean, Grandpa just gave flowers to Heights right there.
Yeah.
He said, man, that's a good team.
Sure.
And that's what you love about high school athletics as well.
Yeah.
Is you know that these are high school kids.
Yep.
That we're talking about. And Grandpa, you know, appreciate him as always for listening and always calling in as well. Boz, what scores do we still need?
We are down to one score. We need Wakefield at Blue Valley.
Well, I got that for you, buddy.
Right there.
Shout out Trenton Craxner for getting us that one on the old Facebook page as well. 52-6, Blue Valley Randolph defeats Wakefield tonight.
All right.
And that wraps it up. So give us our scores, Boz.
Here's our scores from tonight. Nemaha Central, they shut out ACCHS 46-0. Royal Valley gets the win against Oskaloosa 59-8. Close ball game. Perry LeCompton comes out on top of Hiawatha 34-20. Really close game. Hiawatha led at halftime in that ball game, but Perry LeCompton gets the win. Hayden, they defeat Jeff West 43-0. Marion gets the win over Valley Heights 46-26. Hanover, they shut out Lynn tonight 48-0. St. Mary's, they get a big time win against Sabetha 24-3. Leavenworth, they defeated Holton tonight 27-20. Atchison, they get the win over KC Wyandotte 56-6. Clifton Clyde, they defeat Lincoln 36-28. Sylvan Lucas gets the victory over Washington County 54-0. Axtell, they defeat, and what a really good ball game against
yep.
Frankfort. Axtell gets the win 76-30. Blue Valley, they defeat Wakefield 52-6. They're finally, you're so late. Rossville gets the win against Wabunsee 55-14. McClouth, they defeat Onega 32-16. Valley Falls gets the win against Pleasant Ridge 38-6. Jackson Heights, they shut out JCN tonight 52-0. Troy, they get the win over Mar Hill Mount Academy 54-12.
Can we call them the Fighting Chris Boswells since they're your
I would say
horse?
Fighting Gannon Bowes, maybe, if we're going with
right.
the quarterback.
I just was asking. I mean, it was your dark horse team, so I don't know if we can do the Fighting Boses.
Well, I don't know that you can really throw my name in there. I mean, it's the kids' deal, so...
Yeah,
the Jack Hartmans, the Logan Blevins,
Ray Penning in studio, like the idea
he
of the Fighting
at
Bosses.
It? Okay,
yeah.
Well, Troy gets a big win tonight over Mar Hill Mont Academy, 54-12. Centralia, they defeat Riverside 34-28. Really good ball game.
Yeah.
District title on the line. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Horton, they get the win over Donovan West 60-20. Silver Lake, they defeat Council Grove 29-12. And Osage City, they get the win over Riley County 27-7.
All right, we got more to get to. We got recaps from the games. Our area game of the week was Riverside Centralia. We'll break that one down. And we've got more to get to. It's playoff football time here in Northeast Kansas. You're listening to it here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Stick with us. It's a beautiful 46-degree night.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to face the scariest deal in town? At Giant Communications, we've conjured up something truly haunting. For just $50 a month, get spine-tingling speeds of 1 gig of internet. That's right, lightning-fast connections that won't ghost your wallet. Whether you're streaming, gaming, or working from home, our internet will keep you connected. No tricks, just treats.
Don't miss out on this scary good deal. Visit GiantCOMM.net
or call 785-362-9331 and ask for the spooky good internet.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Shannon Wright. Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha, or me, Shannon Wright in Holden. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
MCON is a full service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90 plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Calling all creative creatures. Bring your imagination and help us spookify the sidewalks of Hiawatha's Town Square for Halloween. Hiawatha's Gian Bank is again hosting a Halloween sidewalk chalk competition on the north side of the square. Artists of all ages are welcome to participate on Halloween Day at 3:30 p.m. Chalk will be provided with the judging concluding at 4:30 p.m. Please join us on Halloween at 3:30 for this year's Halloween sidewalk chalk competition.
All right, Pops. Let's get rolling here. Next segment here. We got recaps to get to. And we've got a challenge for Boz to give us his best. Dragon Roar.
I don't even know what a Dragon Roar is.
I got something queued up for you, so don't worry.
Okay.
You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Shout out Kurt, MJ, Ray, and also Joseph down at 93.7 FM. K-A-I-R. Thanks so much for tuning in with us here tonight. As Boz, go ahead and give us our scores once again.
All right. Scores from tonight. Nemaha Central, they defeat ACCHS 46-0.
Okay.
Royal Valley gets the win against Oskaloosa 59-8.
Burger.
Perry LeCompton, they get the win against Hiawatha 34-20. Hayden defeats Jeff West 43-0. Marion, they defeated Valley Heights 46-26. Hanover gets the win against Lynn 48-0. St. Mary's, they get this was a good win for St. Mary's.
Yep.
Over Sabetha 24-3. Leavenworth defeated Holton 27-20. Atchison gets the win against KC Wyandotte 56-6.
Burger.
Clifton Clyde, they get the win over Lincoln 36-28. Sylvan Lucas, they defeated Washington County 54-0. Axtell drops a set. There it is, on time. Axtell drops a 70 burger, 76-30 over Frankfort. Blue Valley, they defeated Wakefield 52-6. Rossville, they defeated Wabunsee 55-14. McClouth gets the win against Onega 32-16. Valley Falls, they get the win against Pleasant Ridge, 38. What was that?
That was a dragon roar.
Do it. Can you do it again?
No.
Okay, we'll come back to that because I don't know what that was. Okay. Kind of a fire-breathing
dragon.
Yeah, so
we'll hear Boz do that in a minute.
I don't know about that. Let's see. I think I said McLeod. They defeat Onega 32-16. Valley Falls gets the win against Pleasant Ridge 38-6. Jackson Heights, they shut out JCN tonight 52-0. Troy gets the win over Mar Hill Mount Academy 54-12. Centralia gets the win against Riverside 34-28. Horton, they defeat Donovan West tonight 60-20.
Oh, 60 burger.
A 60 burger. Silver Lake, they defeat Council Grove 29-12. And Osage City gets the win over Riley County 27-7.
All right, big night here tonight. We've got playoff structures that are falling in line. Now, for the 2024 football playoffs, some teams saw their season come to an end. They'll play next week, but it'll be in a game. It's just called a week 9 game. Some teams, they're looking forward to the next, I guess, would you call it the new era? Postseason?
I guess, yeah, you could say that.
1 versus 16, 2, 15, all the way down to the 8-9 matchup,
yep.
Like you see in a lot of formats in the playoff structures. And so that's what is going to be how it is from here on out. And we're excited for how that's all going to shape out here this season. We'll go into details of that. Before we get into our recaps, Boz, we're going to recap our game of the week. Shout out to the individuals that won the Kirkwood & Co. Gift card tonight. Didn't get a picture with them. It was cold. People wanted to get to their seats, Boz.
Yeah.
They wanted to get their blankets wrapped around themselves. But big thanks to Kirkwood & Co. and Highland once again supplying us with a $50 gift certificate to give away at our game of the week here tonight. If you've never been to Kirkwood & Co., my goodness, you need to check it out.
Yep.
It's in Highland, and it is the best, whether you want bar food or you want maybe a steak or tonight's special was a surf and turf. So more than just bar food, they got a full service bar that comes with that. And if you've got holiday parties coming up, they've got a special room that you can reserve and rent out to have access to that for your holiday party, whether it's a business or family. So make sure you check out Kirkwood & Co. In Highland. Big thanks to them for giving us that $50 gift card to give away tonight. All right, Riverside Centralia, Boz, it was in Class 1A, District number 4. Everything on the line in this game. District title, seeding potential as well. Both teams came in 6-1, 4-0 in the district. Centralia dominated the first half in that game, leading 20-0 at the half, but 34-28, the final score. The Cyclones mounted a comeback that fell short. But this Centralia team might not be the, what was the phrase that we got told tonight? The Hosses,
yeah.
Of Centralia past, but the speed of this Panther team is one to look out for.
Well, and we've talked about it a little bit, Centralia. They are a perennial power. They're always somebody you got to look out for, and they run, what do you call it, the spinner back?
Yeah, spinner back, yeah.
And there's a
you never
lot
heard
of,
it called that before?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
I just right. When you say it, it sounds something crazy
spinner
or
back.
Something. Yeah.
Spinner back.
It's a lot of just misdirection.
Yeah.
And you know what? I thought Riverside did a pretty good job early on. I mean, it puts a lot of pressure on the defense because there's so much misdirection.
Sure.
A lot of guys, if you haven't seen it, you've got two guys kind of behind the ends and they're going in motion sometimes. There's a lot of fakes and puts a little pressure on the defense. If your linebackers take a false step, they go the wrong direction, they don't stay locked in on their key
look
back
out.
Then it just opens up massive holes. And I really thought Riverside did a pretty good job in the first half. Centralia had a pick six, gave them a little separation. But you know what? Here's the problem. We go to a game.
Yeah.
We see the first half.
Yeah.
We can't stay for the whole game.
I literally got a text tonight as we're driving back to the studio that says, y'all left too early.
I know. And that's it's
it was 26-0 when we left. And next thing we knew, it was 26-14.
If somebody would take us up on the chopper offer, the helicopter ride.
I love that, the chopper offer.
Yeah, we could stay for the whole game and be
yeah.
back to the studio right in time. Because we missed a really good second half.
We did.
And, you know, I'd be really curious. I hope somebody calls in and tell us what was the difference in the second half. Riverside had a tough time moving the ball early. Elijah Moore is a tank in the backfield. And we look at the programs. There's no heights or weights, but I'm going to guess 5'8".
Sure.
220, 30, 40-ish.
Yeah.
He's a big,
with
solid
good
kid.
Feet.
He's got good feet. He moves well. Good vision, and he had a couple big runs early.
Yep.
You know, they kind of went through the air a little bit. I think they maybe got away from the running game a little bit. I really would like to know what happened in the second half. What did Riverside do different that got them back in the game?
Yeah, that put stress on a Centralia team that looked like they were going to run Riverside out of their own home field.
Yep.
I mean, Centralia, a team that the spinner back, the single wing, whatever you want to call it, that Centralia runs, the assignment sound requirement that is on the defensive side for their opponents, they were running it to a absolute T. Jacob Flenty manages that offense so well. Whether you got Quentin Aldifer at the skill position, Tally, I mean, you got plenty of people in the different skill positions for Centralia that step up. And year in, year out, we're talking about the Panther team. And yeah, I'm curious as well. What shifted in that second half? So the Giant Communications hotline is open, 785-547-3461. 785-547-3461. Haven't mentioned the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball yet. If you've got a nominee for that, make sure you call and give that, or put it in the chat on the Facebook page as well, because we want to give away a game ball at the end of the night, and right now we've just got a couple nominees. Boz likes having two or three pages deep.
I want a bunch.
Worth of nominees. But, yeah, that's Centralia Riverside. It was a big-time game, and, again, congratulations to Centralia. Another successful regular season, Boz. We say this year in, year out. This is a team, you know, that has not shied away from success, my friend.
No.
I mean, 5 years removed from a state championship, a team that has consistently been a perennial power and a deep push into the postseason program. That was a lot of P's. And Centralia wins their district once again. They're going to be in the top four in this state. Now, with that being said, in 1A, Jackson Heights is the one seed. No matter what, no matter how you cut it, shake it, whatever you got to do, Jackson Heights is the one seed. So how will Centralia fall in line after that? Will they become the two seed, or will they be the three? That is what's up for grabs. Rossville is locked in as the four. So you've got Jackson Heights and 1A at the one, Rossville at the four. Who's the two and who's the three? Because that is, I guess you could say, it's interchangeable. Both those teams, whoever that is, whether it is St. Mary's Colgan, Pittsburgh Colgan, or if it's Centralia, you know, they're going to end up playing each other potentially in the sectional round. But both those teams, they stay away from Jackson Heights and Rossville until until the sub-state round.
That's the difference with this new structure.
Huge.
You got teams that are separated where they would normally play in the second round. Now it's good. That's what we've wanted, is these big-time matchups, local teams that typically have had to battle each other in the second round. One team gets knocked out. Now it's not that it means anymore, but they're going to meet later in the season. And there is a little more on the line.
We're going to dive into each district here in just a little bit. But we got recaps to get to. You heard this game on 103.9 FM KNZA. It was District 3 in Class 1A. Jackson Heights and JCN, a battle for a district title. Jackson Heights, already NEKL champions on the season. They're trying to remain perfect on the season. Brandon Tadman had the call here tonight.
Well, we had Jackson Heights and Jefferson at County North wrapping up the regular season here on KNZA 103.9 FM. JCN hosting, Jackson Heights on the road. Jackson Heights, number two ranking in Class 1A. They turned it over on downs on their first drive of the game, and then they scored on every drive after that. They would rout JCN tonight. Final score, 52-0. The first touchdown of the game on their second drive, Titus Eisenbarth, a 26-yard run that took us into the second quarter. JCN kept it competitive early, but it got out of hand pretty quick in the second quarter. Drake Mellies, his first touchdown early in the second quarter on a 1-yard run, and then he would add a 36-yard run on 3rd and 10 to make it 21-0 in the second quarter. And then Drake Mellies to Austin Zeller, a 35-yard pass late in the second quarter, 28-0, and then they would get the ball back and hit a 26-yard field goal as time expired in the first half. So Jackson Heights, a 31-0 halftime lead. The second play from scrimmage in the third quarter, Drake Mellies, a 77-yard untouched quarterback draw around the left side of his line, 38-0. And then Cade Holiday with two touchdowns in the second half as well. He had one from 41 yards out and one from 18 yards out as well. 52-0 Jackson Heights. They scored on all of their possessions outside of that very first one when they turned it over on downs, but they were unstoppable after that. JCN could get nothing going in this game. They had 10 total drives, 7 punts, and 3 turnover on downs, and they were only in Jackson Heights territory about 3 or 4 times throughout the night. Drake Mellies finished with over 200 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. He completed 4 passes for 133 yards, and a touchdown as well. Austin Zeller, 3 catches for a 101 and a touchdown. And Titus Eisenbar, 73 yards and a touchdown. Holiday, 69 yards and 2 touchdowns as well. So Jackson Heights, district champs, Northeast Kansas League champs. Their dominant run with an 8-0 regular season. 6 of their 8 games have been shutouts, and they outscored their regular season opponents 452-15. So Jackson Heights in a great spot to make a playoff run. Jefferson County North, they will head into the playoffs. They'll go on the road next week, but they have a 5-3 record. Again, majority of their team filled with freshmen and sophomores. So it was a tough night for JCN. Jackson Heights steamrolling, 52-0 the final score. I'm Brady Tabman right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, BTAT, thank you very much for that recap. As BTAT just alluded to, JCN knows their fate. They have finished third in District 3 with that 3-2 mark in districts with the McClouth win tonight against Onega. So Jackson Heights, your District 3 champion in Class 1A, a perfect 5-0 mark in the district. McClouth 4-1. JCN falls to 3-2. Onega is 3-2 as well in that district. And then it goes to the head-to-head matchups between those two to decipher the 3 and the 4, JCN with that advantage over Onega. So JCN the 3, Onega the 4. Both JCN and Onega on the road next week. McClouth and Jackson Heights will host their opening round game. But the biggest factor of it, Boz, Jackson Heights, with that win tonight, the perfect record on the line. They maintain that, and they will have home field advantage throughout the entirety of the postseason, so long as they stay alive.
That's a huge deal. Being able to stay at home, not having to travel, not making a long road trip, that's massive, having that home field advantage. So here's my question. We've talked about Jackson Heights.
Yeah.
We've known early on this is a really good football team.
Yeah.
Here's my question.
Okay.
If you're Jackson Heights, you are 8-0.
Yes.
You've absolutely handled everybody you've faced.
57-ish to that 2.5 is going to drop a little bit tonight as well.
Yeah.
So 57-2, we'll say.
So how, going into the playoffs,
uh-huh,
is there two different thoughts? If you're a player on this team, you know you're a really good football team.
Yep.
Is there overconfidence? They haven't been tested yet?
Sure.
Or is there pressure? We're undefeated. We're going to the playoffs. We have an opportunity to get to a state title game.
Yeah.
What's that mindset? I don't know these kids well enough. That can come into play. We're talking about teenage young men here.
That's right. We're talking 15, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds. Some of them might be 18. But Jackson Heights moved up in the K-Preps ranking this past week, Boz. They went from 3-2.
Yeah.
So not only locally here in the Northeast Kansas spectrum, statewide,
yeah,
Heights is on the map.
Yeah.
With now a perfect 8-0 mark, only behind Conway Springs in the rankings. Oh, by the way, Conway Springs won state a year ago. So to answer your question, I think the absolute positive answer is yes, there is pressure. There is that. But it's up to the, correct me if I'm wrong, you're a former coach.
Yeah.
It's up to the coach, coaching staff, parents, to kind of harness that, right?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. But it can be a really tough task to lay that on the coaches. It's
sure,
your job
yeah.
to keep them focused and
sure.
grounded. But I think there's a time
throughout the season where you don't want them to get, okay, we're undefeated and we're going into playoffs, and it's like, oh, that next game, like,
yeah,
we have to, there's so much pressure to move through playoffs because the expectation is you're going to be playing the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
might be filled still of mashed potatoes and turkey and stuff.
And Coach Wick does a fantastic job. And I think from the coach's perspective, it's you do everything in your power to, hey, this is another game.
Yeah.
It's nothing different.
Right.
We're going to do what we do. We're going to focus on us.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's teenage young minds that are hard to harness, you know.
I think that, again, a lot of the coaches in our area are very, very good.
Absolutely.
And very good at more than just coaching football.
Yeah.
They're good at establishing young men in and out of the football program. They're good at grounding them. And I've had the actual opportunity this season to do the Jackson Heights coaches shows. And so I've talked to head coach Caleb Wick every single week. And that's been a consistency from him, is keeping the kids grounded.
Yeah.
Or week in, week out, it's next game up. It's nothing else. Outside noise, you know, us media pundits, you know, get rid of us.
Yeah.
Don't listen to us.
We can talk about all this.
Exactly. But keep focused on what's ahead of you.
Yeah.
Because, yes, the optics are this could be the best Jackson Heights football team to ever go through Jackson Heights.
And I'm going to throw it out there.
Uh-oh.
I mean, we've seen them play several times. My expectation, just from what I've seen them do, defensively, mm-hmm. offensively, they're physical, they're quick, they're smart, they
yeah.
have everything they need. Mm-hmm. I expect them to be playing for a state title.
Okay. I love it. I mean, this is what we look at when we're looking at our teams. There's a lot left to be played. We
yeah.
got 5 weeks left.
Yeah.
At minimum. Or no, maximum. Yeah.
Yeah.
5 weeks left. But it's win or go home at this point for every single team. And the new structure has a lot to do with it. We promised you about 10:30 tonight, Boz. We were going to be talking to discuss the new playoff format, the new playoff structure, with a great friend of ours and an individual who works for the KSHSAA. We're going to bring him in now before we go to our next recap. Jeremy, thanks for joining the show tonight, my friend.
Hey, pleasure to join you.
And, you know, as you were listening to Boz and I talk, we broke down 1A just a little bit. But the reason why I wanted to have a conversation with you was the new structure is allowing for the seeding to take place. This is something that has not only has the KSHSAA wanted for a while, this is what fans have wanted for a while, and now we're here. Tell me what your perspective is on the excitement level of, now that districts are done, we're going to playoffs. You're going to have a long night ahead of you getting brackets filled out. But seeding is going to happen, and we're about to have our first time doing that. Just tell me what your thoughts are on this new format.
Yeah, I think it's following kind of the wave that you're seeing 3A, 3 through 1A take as far as, and other sports as well, basketball, volleyball, and we're working on some baseball, softball things for the future. But just trying to, you know, especially in Northeast Kansas, we're aware that the powers are pretty strong, and typically they're your neighbor, right?
Sure.
So the whole point is of seeding when you come to an East-West type format is you increase the chances of getting away from the person that is always beating you in the postseason, even though you're right there with them, or vice versa. It's good games. And it's one thing you got to keep in mind: postseason should be competitive.
Sure.
Right? But the thought is, hey, let's maybe not get our, we just played these guys in district. If we can get away from them for a couple of weeks, that might feel good. Now it's not going to guarantee it, but it's probably going to, at least for the most part, put some distance in there.
Well, I mean, I think that you just hit the nail on the head right there, Jeremy, is the fact is that a lot of these, whether it's rivals, whether it's district games, whether it's just localized communities that are familiar with each other, now those playoff games that were happening maybe week 9, week 10, they could be happening week 11, week 12. And that makes
right.
those games even more high-powered and more entertaining, I guess you could say, with more on the line, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, what we're seeing from you know, the one thing that the Activity Association tries to make sure we're aware of is obviously there are some things that come into play when you start doing this type of seating is you have potential longer nights out, travel, whatever it is. But our schools have said, hey, we understand that. We want to try to get to a point where we think we have a more representation of a state champion. And so, you know, that's kind of the wave, like I said, that we're seeing in 3-2-1A. And, you know, we've seen it in volleyball start to play out already. As some of you are obviously aware, with sub-state starting tomorrow. And then we'll be doing it in basketball as well. And it's just an example of that's what the Activity Association is. We represent what the schools want. And it's just sometimes change does take a while. And we've talked about this with you guys before and, just have to be patient. And sometimes it'll get into play.
I tell you, I mean, sometimes, Boz, you got to wait for good things sometimes, right?
Absolutely.
I feel like I tell my two boys that are under the age of 10 that, you know, hey, be patient. You'll get something. Just hang tight. And that's what we kind of had to tell the fans and stuff. And Jeremy, I appreciate you being candid with us and joining us. This is, you know, 2 years in a row where you've been gracious enough to join us on our show. But when you're seeing this kind of fall in line now, I know you got a long night ahead of you. But what are you hoping kind of transpires as a result of us shifting to this format for the football side of it?
Well, I think you said it as far as excitement. I think excitement's always been there. So I don't know how much it changes that aspect of it. I guess what I would say is we're in the business of one team's going to win and one team's going to lose, unfortunately. So,
sure, yeah.
In the end, someone at the end of it's not going to be like, man, I don't know about this format. But at the end, there's going to be someone that it might be the best decision we've ever made, right? So
sure.
It's just, you know, we always want to be looking at what is the next step. At the same time, when you do make a big change, you need to let it play out.
Yeah.
You need to let a couple years or whatever it is, a couple seasons go through to let the wrinkles go out. If there's any minor tweaks you want to make to make it better, then go ahead. But the grand picture, you want to let it play out and make sure that we give it the time to really settle in.
And I think that again, the fans have wanted, the schools have wanted, you have wanted it. It's just taking time to get it. Now we're here. And so on behalf of just Boz and I, you know, thanks for putting in the hard work to make this happen. I'm excited to see how this all plays out because year in and year out, people have said that, man, I feel like the state championship game happened in the sectional round. Well, now we're going to be able to see, you know, truly the best teams, full body of work, and who's the true state champion at that point. I think I'm excited for that, Jeremy.
Yeah, it'll be, and you know, like you said, Jackson Heights will have home field advantage throughout, and you know, other teams obviously will be in the same boat, so that'll be different. That'll
yeah,
be really different.
You bring up a good point, and I completely forgot to ask you about that. What went into that thought process? Because I mean, personally, I love it because it just puts so much more emphasis on make sure you win all your games as best you can and by as many points as you can because you want to have that home field throughout the postseason.
Yeah, I think it just followed the same pattern that 6-5-4 have done the last quite a while now, I guess.
Sure.
So just, you know, I think the schools at the 3-2-1A level felt like it was something they saw that they thought they should be put in place as well. So that's what we did.
Well, Jeremy, I don't know if you were able to listen to us earlier when Paul Mendez called in, announced his retirement to us of varsity football. If you want to give anything about officiating and encouraging people that if they want to maybe become an official or something that like that with the KSHSAA, how can they do that?
Yeah, I was actually just getting in the car from my game down in Emporia. We had Emporia Junction City tonight. Good football game. And, yes, we obviously are looking for the next generation of officials as Paul is going to retire, I guess. I didn't expect that.
Breaking news, Jeremy. After 38 years, Paul is hanging it up.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Paul, and thank you to everyone out there tonight that's listening that was on the field tonight or the volleyball court tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we're always looking for the next generation, and so I worked with a kid tonight that from Centralia that got some good experience under his belt. So anywhere, in any age, any career, any time frame in life, and if you're listening, if you're a parent, your senior's about to graduate, perfect time for you to get on the field. So it's a good time. It really is.
Just go to kshsaa.org to learn more. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We'll get you signed up.
All right. Jeremy, drive safe, my friend. I know you got a long night ahead of you, but thanks for what you do for all the member schools in the state of Kansas.
You guys as well. Have a good night.
All right. Jeremy Holiday from the KSHSAA Buzz and giving us some good insight on why we're at where we're at right now.
Yeah, it's really cool because you mentioned it. How many times in the past have a number one state-ranked team, a number two state-ranked team in this area, they meet in week two of the playoffs? And everybody's saying, man, that should have been a state title game. Well, now they're separated enough to where maybe they don't make it to a state title, but it's a sub-state game. There's
sure.
a little more on the line. It's that big-time atmosphere, big-time game, instead of just early in the playoffs.
Right.
And I think that's what we're going to see. And I'm really excited that they've done this. And like Jeremy Holiday said, you got to give it a little time.
Yeah.
Let it play out. See how things work. But it's cool to me that Keisha is willing to listen and said, hey, this is what we've been wanting for a while. Member schools are wanting it. They tried to get it in place. And it's not something you just flip a switch.
No.
And say, okay, we're changing all of this stuff that we've done for a long time. It takes some time. So I'm excited right now.
All right, we're going to break down some brackets and some potential matchups in just a moment, but we got to get back to our recaps. Again, the Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. Boss, what's that phone number?
785-547-3461.
It's football season. It's state volleyball season, Boss, but what other season is it?
It is spooky season.
Spooky season with Giant Communications online at giantcomm.net. $50 will get you 1 gigabit of internet. Make sure you check them out. GiantCOMM.net or call 785-362-9331 and tell them you want the Jake and Boz spooky good deal. All right, speaking of spooky, can Axel continue on their streak? The Eagles taking on a Frankfort Wildcat team. Oh, what was that?
Hey, there it is.
Crendon Prophet had the call tonight on 92.1 FM KMZA and arguably Boz, the longest first half that I have ever seen in high school football.
Yeah, true story.
First half went to the halftime break about 8:40 tonight.
A lot of touchdowns.
Lots of touchdowns. Crendon, break it down for us, young man.
Hello, everybody. This is Crendon Prophet down here at Frankfort Wildcats Field, where the Frankfort Wildcats host the Axel Eagles in the last week of the regular season. The Axel Eagles come out victorious 76-30, securing both the Twin Valley League title and also the district championship title in 8-man Division II District 3. Axel Eagles started off with the ball, and they did not hesitate to start the scoring. Axel Eagles on 10 possessions scored in every single one of their drives. However, the Frankfort Eagles did come out of the gates on their first possession of the game in 3 plays. They responded with a touchdown of their own on a 50-yard rushing touchdown from Wes Anderson. Just one of 2 scoring touchdowns on the ground from Wes Anderson as he finished unofficially on the night with 101 yards rushing off 10 carries and 2 touchdowns, passing for over 237 yards. However, on the other side of the ball, Schmelzley put up some incredible numbers on the night. And let's slice these apart and break them down because this is all treat, no trick. 5 touchdowns on the ground, 183 rushing yards for 10 carries, passing 189 passing yards, going 11 of 13 for 3 passing touchdowns, combining for 8 total touchdowns and 372 total yards of offense. Brandon Schmelzley won my player of the game with his incredible stat performance, helping this team to its greater victory. Some other stat lines that were pretty incredible is that Eli Brockstrom, he had a passing touchdown of 6 yards. He had 47 yards rushing and a touchdown. Also, he had 62 yards receiving, so a Swiss Army knife. He had a cool touchdown. That was the 4th Axel touchdown in the game to put Axel up 30-8, in which it was a touchdown jet sweep. It was him, and he was able to pass it to Wyatt Detweiler. And Detweiler, he was able to get 2 passing touchdowns on the game from 2 different quarterbacks. Well, 2 different passing attempts, one being from Eli Brockstrom and the other being from Brandon Schmelzley. The first quarter ended 38-8, and it's at this point in the game where it felt like the actual Eagles were able to take things away. But Frankfurt scored three straight drives. It was, again, it was Wes Anderson who had the first one as a score of 1 yard out, and then Lane Loizo, a five-yard touchdown, and then a passing touchdown from Wes Anderson finding Trent Hardin. However, coming out of the second half, Frankfurt was not able to score on their opening drive. They were able to bring out 4 minutes off the clock. Axel, they were able to score on a 47-yard touchdown run from Brandon Schmeisley to end the game and get the two-point conversion to finish it 76-30. That's your final here. This has been Crittenden Prophet with KMZA 92.1.
All right, Crittenden, thank you very much. And I love the holiday spirit from the young man. It was all treat, no trick from Crittenden Prophet. And the Eagles from Axel remain perfect on the season. And now a 47-game winning streak for Axel here on this season, Boz, extending their longest 8-man winning streak in the nation.
I love it.
Sticking with recaps here, how about Tom Katz? He had Marhill Mounts Academy at the Fighting Bozes tonight. Troy hosted Marhill Mounts Academy tonight. And Tom, how'd the game go tonight?
The Troy Trojans played host to Marhill Mount Academy tonight, week 8 of the high school football season. It's Northeast Kansas League football. It's a district game. And the Ravens scored the first TD of the ball game. They scored the last TD of the ball game, but everything in the middle was all Troy. Ravens started it off with a 65-yard kickoff return by Amari Shepard. Got out 6-0, but after that, 54 consecutive points by Troy sealed the deal. What a night for Gannon Bowe. Troy quarterback with 2 rushing and 4 passing touchdowns tonight. Kasten Jasper, 2 TD receptions and threw a TD pass late in the game. Hunter Ingerman, 2 touchdown receptions. Jackson Hartman, 2 touchdowns rushing the ball. Troy, a big, big offensive night. The Ravens' second touchdown coming on the final play of the game, a 4-yard run by Jack Moore. So again, week 8 in the books in Detroit, Kansas. It was the Trojans over at Marhill Mount Academy, 54-12. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Man, Tom had an opportunity there to let you know that that was a burger, Boz. But instead, he just gave the final score 52.
What's going on there?
Come on, Tom. You know what burgers are now, Tom. All right. No burgers in this matchup, but we go to the Big East League. Hiawatha Perry, a big district game because this decides who will be the 3 and who will be the 4 in this 3-8 district. Seth Tollefson had it on the Hiawatha channel. It was Hiawatha at Perry LeCompton. Seth, tell us how it went.
The Hiawatha Redhawks on the road in week number 8 as they travel to Perry LeCompton for the final game of the regular season and the final district game of the year. Both teams coming into this one with records of 2-5 and 1-2 in district play. Perry LeCompton won the toss and they defer, giving Hiawatha the ball first. A quick turnover on downs led to Perry LeCompton's first possession, which resulted in a touchdown pass from Metcalf to Graves on a 4-yard pass. 2-point conversion by Rush was good as Perry took an 8-0 lead. Hiawatha's next possession resulted in a fumble and Perry LeCompton would have it at the 29-yard line. Unfortunately, they were not able to advance the ball very far as they would give it back to Hiawatha. The next Hiawatha possession was pay dirt as it was Newell to Jensen on a 20-yard touchdown pass on an absolute gem of a play and the 2-point conversion no good. So Perry still maintained the lead with a lead of 8-6. On the ensuing kickoff, it was Perry LeCompton returning the ball with Hiawatha ripping it away. That resulted in a fumble and another Hiawatha possession. However, they would turn it over on downs. And then it was Perry LeCompton answering as they scored on that next drive on a Gordon touchdown run of 17 yards. The 2-point conversion, no good, so still a 1-possession game. On the very next Hiawatha possession, they would go on a 10-play drive, and they would score on a 2-yard touchdown quarterback dive play, and then a little trickery on the 2-point conversion as a pitch play to Carson Henry. He would then pass it to the end zone as he would get it to Kettler on a Hiawatha version of the Philly special, and that made the score 14-all. on the very next Perry LeCompton possession. Hiawatha would intercept it. It was Ethan Morton picking it off at about the 35-yard line. He would return it all the way to the end zone for a 65-yard pick six. Two-point conversion on that attempt was no good. And at the half, Hiawatha led it 20-14. Adjustments at the half by Perry LeCompton led to a very tough third quarter for Hiawatha. Perry would score twice in the second quarter to take a one-touchdown lead, and then it was all Perry the rest of the way. As your final score in this one saw Perry win it by two touchdowns, the final 34-20. Hiawatha falls to 2-6 on the season with the win. Perry improves to 3-5. I'm Seth Tollefson reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Seth, thank you very much for that recap, and what a game down there in Perry tonight as Perry LeCompton, with that victory, secures the 3 spot in District number 4 in Class 3A. Hiawatha locked in there at the 4 with that now 2-6 record, 1-3 in the district. Perry improves to 3-5 and 2-2 in district play. And Jeff West, the odd team out in district number 4 here this year. All right, let's stay in Big East League as it's a non-league, non-district game, Boz, as Holton played host to the Leavenworth Pioneers at Holton tonight. 5A versus 3A. Justin Fluke had the call on the Holton Channel.
It was a non-league, non-district, kind of weird game to end the regular season for Holton hosting 5A Leavenworth. And in the end, it was the Pioneers coming away with a 27-20 win. Really good game. It was tied 7-7 at the end of the first quarter. Both teams with long touchdowns. For Leavenworth, it was a 62-yard pass play from Frankie Giamalva to Diver McCray. And then Holton, Corbin Wilson broke free on a 71-yard touchdown run. Leavenworth led 14-7 at halftime with a Dakari Wake 4-yard TD run. And Leavenworth made it a 14-point lead, scoring early in the third quarter on a 48-yard touchdown run by Trey Brockington. But Holton would not give up. Down 21-7, Wildcats went to the air. A 33-yard completed pass to Andrew Shoup, followed by a 38-yard touchdown pass from Bodie Dillon to Holton freshman Grant Warner. Warner had also made a big play on fourth down to get the Holton defense off the field as the Wildcats got banged up and had a few players leave the game with injuries in this Week 8 contest. But the Grant Warner 38-yard touchdown catch, and then Holton got the football back on an interception by Bodie Dillon, returned it nearly 80 yards, and Holton got another rushing touchdown from Corbin Wilson. The extra point was blocked, so the Wildcats were down 21-20 entering the fourth quarter. They got the ball twice and could not punch it in. Leavenworth would add a late touchdown on the second TD toss of the night from Giamalva, this time to tight end Shea Gadwood, for the final score of 27-20. Leavenworth ended up with 390 total yards of offense, 242 on the ground, and Giamalva was 13 of 19 passing for another 148 yards as the Pioneers improved to 5-3 on the season. Holton got 91 yards rushing from Corbin Wilson. Bodie Dillon passed for 71 yards, but Holton had a total yards in this contest of just 249. They fall to 4-4 on the season, but will start the playoffs at home next week. Again, the final, Leavenworth 27, Holton 20. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, Fluke, thank you very much for that recap. As you mentioned, non-district, non-league, really didn't have anything to any factors other than the seeding aspect of it, which Boz is vigorously working on here in the background as we are going to be breaking down those brackets here after this next time out. Boz, but before we get to our next break, I know you're working hard, my friend. Can you give me scores once again?
I can give you some scores.
I'd appreciate that.
Okay, here's what we got tonight. Clifton Clyde, they defeated Lincoln 36-28. Sylvan Lucas, they get the win over Washington County 54-0. Axtell, they defeat Frankfort 76-30.
I missed it. You're just so
behind tonight.
I'm focused on other things.
Okay. Blue Valley, they defeat Wakefield 52-6. Rossville gets the win over Wabunsee 55-14.
That worked?
Way late, but
late.
Okay. Throw it out there.
All right.
McLouth, they defeat Onega 32-16. Valley Falls, they get the win over Pleasant Ridge 38-6.
Okay, 38-6. I already gave a dragon breath roar. You got to give us one now.
No, it's just
you're not doing it?
It's not.
Boz was challenged inside of our group chat.
It's
MSC radio listening area.
I know, but I'm just not real confident with, it's like a,
there it is!
It's, you got to get a little fire breath kind of sort of thing going on.
Sorry, I only had one ear on. Can you give me that again?
It's like a,
I'm expecting to hear from Mr. Crendon Prophet shortly on that.
All right, keep going.
Okay, now I lost where I was at. Jackson Heights, they defeat JCN 52-0. Troy, they get the win against Mar Hill Mount Academy 54-12. Centralia, they get the win against Riverside 34-28. Horton defeats Donovan West 60-20. Silver Lake, they get the win over Council Grove 29-12. Osage City, they defeat Riley County 27-7. Nemaha Central gets the win against ACCHS 46-0. Royal Valley, they get the win over Oskaloosa 59-8. Perla Compton victorious over Hiawatha tonight 34-20. Hayden gets the win against Jefferson West 43-0. Marion, they defeated Valley Heights tonight 46-26. Hanover gets the win against Lynn 48-0. St. Mary's, they defeat Sabetha 24-3. Leavenworth, they get the win over Holton 27-20. And Atchison,
Phoenix,
they get the win over KC Wyandotte 56-6.
We're going to break down the brackets after this next timeout. You're listening to the Jake and Boz Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. It's on the MSC Sports Radio Network, your local sports authority.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Equal housing lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are to ensure this harvest season goes smoothly. Their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare.
At Edward Jones, we know that a job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security.
Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events.
To learn more, call myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha.
Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This October at Giant Communications, we're unleashing a terrifyingly good offer. For just $50 a month, you can snag 1 gig internet. That's lightning fast speed to power all your devices. No creepy lag. Stream, game, and surf the web with confidence. Our internet is so good, it'll leave you breathless. Don't let this deal slip away. Visit giantcomm.net or call 785-362-9331 and ask for the spooky good internet.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Boz, let's get this thing rolling.
All right.
We're in our next segment. We're a little bit behind schedule. That's because...
A little bit.
Postseason.
All right.
We have had a lot of conversations. Ray Penny, thanks very much for all you do up here at the MSC Radio Group. Joseph Curry down at CARE Radio, burning the 11 o'clock oil with us. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on either 93.7 FM KAIR Horton Atchison, or 103.9 FM KNZA Hiawatha. Or potentially you're listening on 92.1 FM KMZA Seneca. Boz, did you realize it's the top of the hour? It's 11 o'clock, so we've got legal IDs to get to.
Okay.
And so if you can't play them, you got to say them. And we've got plenty to still get through yet tonight, my friend. Brackets, you've been working diligently on. There's so many things that are potentials. Throughout this postseason, big-time matchups, teams that could be traveling the furthest they've ever traveled in the playoffs earlier than normal, and that's just as a direct result of this new format with the playoff structure. And we're happy about it, and are we not?
Yes, absolutely we are.
Because we want the ability for a true champion. And when I say a true champion, I mean not having a state substate style game in the first round or second round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have happened first round.
Yeah.
But in the second round of the postseason or even the third round, it'll happen in the fourth round because the best of the best will continue to win. And when you get those matchups, substate time, you can truly say it is the best two from the eastern side of the bracket playing each other in each classification. All right. With that being said, we've given scores. We've given the recaps. We've given information. We've only got a few, and I'm going to have you pull out your Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees.
All right.
And let me know what you got so far. If you don't hear somebody on this list that you want on it, give us a call, 785-547-3461, or put it in the chat on Facebook. Boz, who do we have so far?
Okay. We need some more nominees. We've got a good list here, but I'm always going to say we need
more.
Somebody call in, give us some. From Frankfort, Wes Anderson, my guy.
Hey.
He had a big night tonight. He had 237 yards passing. We don't have any, I'm guessing he probably had a touchdown or two in there, but that's what we got, 237 yards passing against Axtell.
Ayo.
That's a big night for Wes Anderson.
Big night.
Also from Frankfort, Carter Olson had 125 yards receiving.
Okay.
From JCN, Grandpa Gary, he threw out a nomination for the whole team. They played a really good game tonight against a very good Jackson Heights team. So shout out to JCN, the whole team. From Nemaha Central, Carter Hike, he had 13 carries tonight, 100 yards with three touchdowns. Also had 13 of 21 passing for 209 yards and four touchdowns, seven touchdowns on the night for Carter Hike.
Hut, hut.
From Jackson Heights, Drake Mellies. This young man just... does what he does. 13 carries tonight for 222 yards rushing, three touchdowns. Also had 119 yards passing with another touchdown tonight. Austin Zeller from Jackson Heights, he had three catches for 93 yards. Just three catches.
Big time.
93 yards and a touchdown. From Royal Valley, Jackson Stevens.
Hey.
Young man has had a heck of a season.
Yes, he has.
Tonight he had 200 yards rushing.
Eat, young man.
Yes, he also had two-point conversions. And all of that,
He
only did it in two quarters.
Hey!
Big night.
Couple touchdowns as well, yeah?
Did I miss the touchdown?
You did, but that's all right. I got your back, man. Two touchies.
So 200 yards rushing with two touchdowns.
Two touchies, two two-point conversions, 200. That's a lot of twos right there.
That's why I missed that, I think. But anyways, and the last one we've got from Axtell. Brandon Schmelsley, hang on for this. It might take a minute. 10 carries for 183 yards and
five touchdowns.
Wow.
He was 13 of 14 passing the ball tonight for 171 and three more touchdowns.
That's a lot of yards.
And I'm going to have to get the calculator out for that. 354 yards total offense.
Good job. Attaboy.
8 2-point conversions.
Ooh.
And he had 6 tackles on defense.
Dang.
Big night for that young man.
And we just got another phone call, Boz, for a nominee.
All right.
You want to know what the nominee, what school he plays for?
I want to know all about it. Axel, come on.
Eli Broxerman, add him to the list. No statistics to be available, but wanted Eli on that list. So, caller, thank you for calling in and giving us that nomination.
Awesome. I love
That's the list. If you have somebody that you want on that list, well, dadgummit, it's the last week of the regular season. Give us a call, 785-547-3461, or put it in the chat on the old Facebook, and we'll make sure to get them on the list. Boz picks his winner of the game ball every single week, and we've got a fun prize for these kids when the end of the season happens. Cannot wait to talk more about that next week with this Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball that Boz gives away every single week. All right, Bozzy. It's time to break down some brackets, and we've got to do this in a timely manner, my friend.
You're going to have to just hustle right on through it then.
When we look at these brackets, again, nothing is official. Nothing has been posted. Nothing has been released from the KSHSAA. And that's because it's going to be a late night. It's going to be a later night for them to release the brackets than it is for us to be on this show. And so, unfortunately, as a result, we will not have the exact matchups or the exact setup. But we can get pretty darn close.
What do you mean, close on seedings?
Yeah.
In the play brackets?
You don't got that done yet?
No. Come on.
Oh, man. We got to get to another break then, Boz. We got to get to another break because the people want to know. The people are ready for this.
Take a long break.
And it's time for us to take our final break. You like how I did that? I set it up.
There you go.
When we come back, every single bracket, let's discuss it. We'll cut it. Everything. Slice it up. We've got it here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCON Underground.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lucker from Lucker Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lucker Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong.
This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, you. Did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely. They'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit giantcomm.net or call 362-9331.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You are listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSP Sports Radio Network.
All right, Dorsey, thank you. As always, Boz.
Yeah.
Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz, and we're hanging out on a crispy, cool Friday night.
Yep.
And it's 44 degrees outside. Is that not football weather? We had a caller earlier tell us that.
It is football weather.
It's football weather. And there's nowhere else I'd rather be on a Friday night, October the 25th. By the time we get together again next week, Boz, there's a potential we might be doing state volleyball.
Yeah.
This show might have to go on the road.
Okay.
We'll have to figure that out all next week. All
right.
Because tomorrow is state volleyball. Don't you forget about it. We've got a broadcast plan on MSCSports.net for Substate Volleyball. The broadcast schedule is as followed. On the Holton channel, Holton, beginning at 1 o'clock, will have Wamego, Chanute, and Atchison all on the Holton channel with the semifinal of Holton and Wamego, followed by Chanute and Atchison championship to follow that. That's on the Holton channel. That's in Class 4A. Horton is hosting Kansas City Christian. And Donovan West taking on Mara Hill. That begins at 2 o'clock on 103.9 KNZA tomorrow. Again, a 2 o'clock start time for that. One of those, we got three local teams there, Boz, that trying to get to a state tournament in volleyball. And then in 3A, 1 p.m. start time on 92.1 KMZA, Nemaha Central hosting Riley County, Jeff West, Hiawatha. It's a Big East battle.
Yeah.
On the hardwood tomorrow at Nemaha Central for that matchup at Substate. All going on tomorrow. That's the broadcast schedule for that. Plenty of other teams going for an opportunity at making it to to the state tournament. In 3A, also Royal Valley hosting Marysville, Santa Fe Trail, and Silver Lake tomorrow in Class 3A. In 2A, we mentioned Horton hosting Marhill Mouth Academy, Donovan West, and Kansas City Christian. Also, that there's one at Maranatha Christian Academy as they host Pleasant Ridge, Rossville, and JCN tomorrow, trying to push to a state tournament in Class 2A. In 1A Division 1, Centralia is hosting Onega, Blue Valley Randolph, and Rural Vista. That is tomorrow as well. Also in 1A Division 1, Troy hosting Washington County, Clifton Clyde, and Burlingame, trying to punch a ticket to the state volleyball tournament in Dodge City next week. And then in 1A Division number 2, Axtell is heading to Hanover tomorrow with Hutch Central Christian and Lost Springs in 1A Division 2. So those are substates for volleyball tomorrow, Boz. And that's last time we called a state volleyball was a championship.
State championship.
Oh, Sabetha Blue Jays.
That was a
one
ton
state.
Ton of fun.
That was COVID year.
It was. We had masks on.
Gators.
Indoors gators. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's a rough way of broadcasting, folks.
Yeah.
You never broadcasted with a gator over your face. It's not easy. A lot of perspiration comes out of your mouth when you're talking, especially broadcasting. You never realized.
Yeah.
I said perspiration. I meant spit. Just call it what it is, right? So that's state or sub-state volleyball tomorrow. Are we stalling a little bit? Big thing is there's still some scores, Boz, that have not been reported. And it's 11:15 at night. And so as much as we wanted to have these brackets fully done, we just can't. There are certain ones that I can confirm because of certain scores that have came in. We do know in Class 3A, Holton will host Burlington next week at home. Burlington is the highest rated three seed, I should say, in their district. And so, and Holton is the lowest in the runner-up of district play from around the area with the overall record. So Holton will host Burlington next Friday on the Holton channel. But in 3A, man, we're still missing some scores that matter for both Perry LeCompton and Hiawatha to figure out. Hiawatha will not be the 16. Hiawatha, when you go to the total point structure of things, Hiawatha will not be the 15, Buzz. They will be the 14 seed hitting the road to take on the 3. Well, who is the 3? Well,
yeah.
This is where it comes into play. Wellsville need to know that final score so we know if Wellsville is undefeated and how and what the point structure is for that. It looks to be, though, and as much as I hate this, Buzz, it looks like Hiawatha will be traveling to Topeka Hayden next week to take on the Hayden Wildcats, who look to be the 3 seed in Class 3A. So Jeremy from KSHSAA mentioned it. It's not a perfect system. It's not going to get you away from district opponents completely. But Hiawatha being the 14 seed, it looks to be will be taking on the 3 seed. And unless Wellsville lose or lost tonight, and that's why I'm saying this is not for sure because we don't have the Wellsville final. If Wellsville lost tonight, that plays a factor. Hiawatha could be going to Wellsville instead.
Yeah.
But that is just, again, it's we just don't know. And so until we get that final from Wellsville, we cannot definitively say, but Hiawatha will be the 14 seed in the 3A playoffs on the east side. Perry LeCompton also still waiting on a couple matchups for them because it looks to be that they are going to be the second best team to finish third, which would put them, Boz, as the 10 seed, taking on the 7 seed, which would then be the second worst second worst runner-up. Gosh, help me out, buddy. You should know what I'm thinking at that point, right? So that'll either be Santa Fe Trail or Girard, and based off of points, it looks like that would be Girard. But again, these are district points that we've got, not the whole season points, so we still need that information. But it looks like Perry LeCompton will be taking the road to either Santa Fe Trail or to Girard. I just got confirmation Wellsville did win, Boz. So they are a perfect 8-0. Frontenac is a perfect 8-0. With Hiawatha being the 14 seed, buddy, they're going to be traveling to Topeka Hayden to take on a district foe that they played just a few weeks ago. But as mentioned just a minute ago, Perry LeCompton will be taking on either Girard or Santa Fe Trail on the road. That, again, will come down to the point structure where, you know, first tiebreaker is district head-to-head, and then it's district points. But when we're talking seeding like this, it's about the total body of work, all 8 game points. Well, the points that we have access to, my friend, are district-related points, not 8 game-related points. So that's That's what we got to figure out for that. So Perry will be the 10th seed. It's just who are they playing in that 7th spot, either Wellsville or Santa Fe Trail. All right, 2A, this is the one, Boz, that we were excited about to talk about. District 3, it's insane. An absolute insanity way to get into the playoffs, but St. Mary's has made the playoffs, Boz.
Just a week ago? 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago. Outside looking in.
We were talking about St. Mary's, a really good football team, started out hot, they were on the outside looking in. Didn't know if they were even going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they found a way.
A team that only had one district win, but so did Council Grove and Riley County. So they tie for the district records of 1-3. You got to throw head-to-head out that window because they're all tied. St. Mary's beat Council Grove. Well, Riley County, or Council Grove beat Riley County. Riley County beat St. Mary's. So head-to-head goes out the window, buddy, and then it comes down to points. That's where St. Mary's games this year being so close meant so much for this portion. And so as a result, St. Mary's going into this week was the 5 in that district.
Yep.
Now they're heading to the playoffs as the 3rd team in District 3. Riley County, outside looking in.
And Riley County was a team we talked about early in this season. They returned a lot of guys. We thought, hey, this is a team we need to keep an eye on. We need to watch because they've got a lot of pieces. And now that's it. They're done.
This was a district we've been kind of keeping our eyes on all year long, knowing the ramifications that this district could have. And a very, very quality Riley County team that's 4-4 overall will miss the postseason.
Yeah.
You have a 500 record or better, typically you're going dancing. Not in District 3, in Class 2A. So Council Grove is the 4, St. Mary's the 3, Silver Lake the 2, and Osage City wins District number 3. They remain perfect on the season, 8-0. How about this in Class 2A? You've got two teams that are undefeated, Humboldt and Osage. Which one will get home field advantage throughout the playoffs? Well, for Northeast Kansas, you're hoping that it's Osage City.
Yeah.
That's a shorter drive.
Absolutely.
Than Humboldt. However, Humboldt looks like they've got more points in their district. Is that the same case for the non-district games? I don't know. But at all intents and purposes, it looks like Humboldt is going to be the 1 seed. Osage will be the 2. Nemaha, in turn, will be the 3. So Nemaha has locked in the 3 spot in the postseason in Class 2A. Well, that means that they will play the, and I mean this respectfully, but the 3rd team, or I guess the 2nd best 4th place team in their district, record-wise. And so when you look through that, well, Atchison County, 2-5, Council Grove, 5-3, or check that, Atchison County, 2-6, I'm sorry. Leon Bluestem is 2-6, and so it's going to go to the points on that, Bonds. Bluestem looks to have more points against them than Atchison County going into tonight. I need to know, what was the ACCHS final score tonight?
Nemaha beat them 46-0.
And so on that, for points, it looks like that could be a rematch next week.
Yeah.
Atchison County traveling to Nemaha next week if these point totals hold together in Class 2A. So that's 2 classes now where it happens.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot you can do about it, but ACCHS taking on Nemaha, all likelihood from the same district in the first week of the playoffs next week. So, Sabetha fans, you're listening, wondering, who the heck, what are we doing? Well, when you look at second place, Sabetha had the 2nd best record out of runner-ups in the districts. So that means that they are the 6th seed. They'll be taking on an 11th seed in the postseason, which would be all intents and purposes, it very well could be Roll Valley again. That's where this is getting crazy, is because we're still missing 1, 2, 3 scores from tonight, or team scores for the night. Sabetha will play at home next week. Who their opponent is all fringes upon that game that we're looking for between Eureka and their opponent here tonight. Because if Eureka wins, they would have a better overall record, and that would put Eureka as the best third-slotted team in their district. And also Galena. Galena's 4-4, so it could be, the way I'm looking at this, it could be either Galena or Royal Valley. That's about the hosts next week, Buzz. Again, none of this is official by any stretch of the term, because there's just so much still out there. And as soon as we get it all, it will be on MSCSports.net. Later tonight, KSHSAA will be releasing the brackets. We will post those brackets as soon as we get them. Absolutely as soon as we get them. However, until it becomes official, this is all speculation because we're still looking for some of these scores. Class 1A. Well, this is another fun one to try and figure out. For the most part, boss, we've got all the games that we can tell from our area. But what we don't have is we don't have Opie. We don't have Wabunsee. I guess we do have Wabunsee. Rossville beat Wabunsee tonight, right?
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
55-14.
And so we're still missing another game, Mission Valley. And so District 2 and District 1, there's no updates on those.
No.
And so it's impossible for us to even gauge this one. The one we can say about 1A is Jackson Heights is the one overall seed in Class 1A. So Jackson Heights will host the entirety of the postseason so long as they stay alive in the playoffs. That will be a home game at Dave Henry Field in the postseason in Class 1A on the east side. We can also say that Horton made the playoffs with their big win tonight. They're in District 4. They get the fourth spot in that district. Onega and Horton, both end the season with the same record of 3-5. It would then go to points. Onega has that advantage as far as who will be the 13, 14, 15, 16 seeds that have to take on the one. If I could take a stab at it, Boz, is that okay if I take a stab at something here?
You can try.
It's looking like it's probably going to be Erie taking on Jackson Heights, the one seed. But, again, until it could be Uniontown. I don't know. It all depends on what those scores were. We don't have those, so it's tough for us to break that down for you folks. And then, finally, in 8-man Division 2, we know Axtell won. They're 8-0. They've also maxed out their points. Did Burlingame win tonight, Boz? Did they max out their points, Boz? That's going to be the deciding factor on the East for who's got home field throughout the playoffs.
Yeah.
And, you know, Axtell will be the number one or the number two seed, no matter what. And we'll have home field all the way to substate. And then, again, it just depends on did Burlingame win? Did they max out their points? And then it goes to all those 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, I don't know, whatever the tiebreakers are, that are way past the points structure. So that's the most brief rundown we can give right now. I had a question come in about Holton. Holton will host Burlington next week at home in 3A. But again, MSCSports.net, as soon as these brackets are released, they will be available to you. On MSCSports.net. It's a opportunity for you to take a chance to look at it, get everything acclimated. We'll break everything down for you. Brandon Tabman will have the matchups that we will have on the schedule next week. Boz, we're going to roll into our final segment here. But before we do, a little programming note next week, kind of in the air now.
A little bit.
Because of it depends on what happens tomorrow with state volleyball. However, state volleyball shakes out. Boz, I skipped right over 4A. So thank you, Mark, for getting me that. Atchison looks to be the one in the East as well. Record-wise, they're tied with Lewisburg, but they have more points. So Atchison will be the one. That I can confirm. Atchison will be the one in the East in Class 4A. So just like we were talking with other schools that are the one seed, A High,
the Phoenix.
Thank you. Atchison, the Phoenix will host every playoff game that they play in throughout this postseason. Thank you, Mark, for that. Sub-State Volleyball tomorrow will dictate basically how next Friday looks. It's very possible, Boz, there's 8 teams from our local area that will be playing in a state volleyball tournament.
Awesome.
It's amazing. If that is the case, the broadcast schedule for next Friday will be different than what you've known the last 8 weeks. It won't be Friday night football. It could be Friday night volleyball across the networks. We will keep you posted and updated on that as we get completed from tomorrow's sub-state action. All right. So, moving on here, Boz, to our final segment.
Yep.
We're going to jump up to the collegiate level, my friend. I've been talking a long time. Why don't you give me some of this collegiate stuff?
Well, we've got number 7, Benedictine. They are 5-1 on the season. They're at Missouri Valley. We talked a little bit about this game last week. Benedictine beat Missouri Baptist 48-14. Missouri Baptist, they were 4-1 at the time. Benedictine scored 31 points in the first half. They cruised the rest of the way. This team is playing really, really well. Their defense only allowed 56 rushing yards.
Mm.
Against Missouri Baptist on 31 carries.
Wow.
A lot of attempts. Defense held strong. This was the third time out of the last 4 games where the Benedictine defense has recorded 6 sacks in a game.
Yeah.
Defense is playing fantastic. They're at Missouri Valley 3-3. I think Benedictine goes down. They get the win on the road against Missouri Valley.
It'll be a big boost for BC for sure to keep this winning streak going. Get them to 6-1. They're climbing the ranks week in, week out right now. Even when they don't play, Boz, they climb the ranks as well.
And they got a matchup coming up against Mid-America,
yep.
Who last year they stubbed their toe a little bit, and you might argue that kept them out of the playoffs.
You know, it's not might argue.
Well, they had other games.
But if they win that game, they go to the playoffs, no ifs, ands, or buts, right?
True story.
Okay.
Yeah. They could have beat Mid-America advanced, so... Little showdown, rematch game coming up here against
Mid-America. Yeah. Okay, staying now to the JUCO level. Highland had a tough loss a couple weeks ago.
Highland is just there. We've talked about it. This schedule is ridiculous. So they actually play not this Saturday, next Saturday.
They're on like a 2-week sabbatical.
It's a weird deal. They played Benedictine JV. So November 2nd, Highland, they're 4-3 right now. They play number 5 Garden City. Garden City's 5-1 on the season. Just kind of interesting when you start looking at this matchup. Highland lost to number 11 Butler 10-16.
Yep.
Close game all the way through. They will face Garden City, who defeated Butler last Saturday 21-10.
Okay.
So even though Garden City's ranked number 5, it's a big opportunity for Highland. I think Garden City's a beatable team just based off common opponents. That would be a big-time win for Highland if they could knock off number 5 Garden City.
That would be a big win. Massive win for Highland if they could do it. That's a big if, though.
Big if.
And that's a big-time opponent to get after.
Yeah.
All right, the one that everybody's wanting to know about, Boz. Collegiate level. Hold up.
Oh, what?
I got my K-State on underneath my Ravens tonight.
That.
Boz has got his KU hoodie on. Sunflower Showdown Governor's Cup tomorrow. You can hear it on 103.9 KNZA as well as 92.1 FM KMZA. The Wildcats coming off a big road win at West Virginia, Boz, 45-18.
Yeah. I think, here's my thing. And I'm going to go ahead and throw this out here right now because you mentioned K-State, big road win for them. That's true. But KU got a win finally against Houston. And this is really, you're watching the game now. And here's the thing. I know Houston, I was a little bit worried because what Houston did to TCU and how TCU kind of drummed KU. A little bit worried about that. But okay. KU looked, and I got to kind of temper this a little bit because a lesser opponent with Houston, but KU looked what I kind of thought they would look like
this season in general. I mean,
wow.
Offense was kind of rolling.
Yeah.
Jalen Daniels, I've been on him all season. He looked solid.
Mm.
He didn't throw the ball to the other team.
Weird.
It was weird.
How does that happen?
He didn't turn the ball over. He threw the ball well. Offense looked good. So
off the schneid.
Yes. I mean, it's, hey, we got a little confidence, a little momentum maybe going into Manhattan tomorrow.
Snaps a 5-game losing streak last week.
Yeah.
With a 42-14 win. Sorry, I had to answer the phone really quick when I was talking about K-State. Big win for them on the road at West Virginia. Just domination. Avery Johnson maybe played the best game after he played really good at Colorado. He might have played his best game
there's
at
a
West
lot of,
Virginia.
There's a lot of best games.
Yeah.
When
you start
playing.
Stacking best game of my career, that's a good trajectory for the young man. But you talk about momentum for KU going into this one in Manhattan at night.
Ooh. Oh, you're not a fan of night games either.
I'm not. I hate night games. And this will be the third straight week that the Cats have played after 7 o'clock.
And they've won the last two. The third straight week. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they at
Colorado
at 10:15 that night. West Virginia at 8 o'clock at night. KU now at 7 o'clock at night.
They won both those games. It's nothing to be worried about.
I hate it.
Under the lights?
Hate it.
The Bill? Going to be rocking?
It will be rocking. And I hope a lot of people are there. More purple than blue. But what's your prediction for tomorrow?
Come on. I think, here's the thing. KU K-State is always a good game.
Sure.
I think it's going to be competitive. I don't think KU's got what it takes to beat K-State. I think K-State is flat rolling right now. Avery Johnson's playing really, really well. Giddens is ridiculous running the ball. I would like to think KU matches up a little bit. Maybe Jalen Daniels gets some things going, builds off of last week. Devin Neal. I mean, you talk about KU, what they've got. We got what we need. But it scares me on the road at K-State with all the momentum that K-State's got going right now.
So you didn't give me a real prediction.
I think I'm going to go. I just can't say KU's going to win it. I'm going to say it's a 31-28 K-State win. I think it's going to be close.
Okay. The line started at 11. It's moved down to 8.5, closer to kickoff time. I'll take the Cats by a touchdown tomorrow night. In the Sunflower Showdown, it'll be a big-time game, no doubt. K-State, after this one, travels to Houston before two home games against Arizona State and Cincinnati before the big-time road matchup to end the season at Iowa State. K-State sitting third in the Big 12 right now, has to win out for a chance at the Big 12 title game. After this contest, KU.
Ugly.
At K-State tomorrow, home against Iowa State, at BYU, home against Colorado. Tough stretch here for the Hawks. All right, Nebraska.
I'm excited here. I can't. So again, this time last year, Nebraska, they're 5-2. They're on the cusp,
dude.
They're getting ready to make a bowl game. They lost last week.
No, they didn't lose last week, Boz.
So they kind of got drummed.
The program down.
56-7.
Oh my goodness! I've never rooted so hard in my life for Nebraska to win a game.
And we talked about Indiana, like, hey, they haven't played anybody.
Exactly.
Because Indiana was ranked number 16. They haven't played anybody. Well, Indiana's a pretty good football team. Nebraska, we saw a quote today. It said, tough game for Nebraska. They cannot punch their ticket to a bowl game just yet. Maybe next week they face a 2-5 UCLA team.
Yeah.
So maybe they get it done next week, but we were talking the same thing last year.
Yeah.
All they got to do is win one more.
Win one game.
Yeah.
One game is all you got to do if you're GBR territory.
And this was the quote, actually. I mentioned that. It said, Nebraska needed a win, one win, to chase away the demons.
Chase away the demons.
And earn a trip to a bowl game, but they could not quite get there. That was last year when they were so close. Now they just got to win one more.
2016 was the last time they made it to a bowl game?
Yeah, 2016.
God.
It's been a little while.
Now they got to take on Will Howard tomorrow at not Iowa State, Ohio State.
Yeah, not going to happen next week.
Home against UCLA is their best chance.
That's when it's going to happen.
At USC, home against Wisconsin, and then at Iowa.
And if you look at it, this is exactly what we're talking about. If they don't beat UCLA in 2 weeks, you're at UCLA, then you got Wisconsin, then you got at Iowa. It's got to happen, or we're going to be singing the same tune.
It's going to be the same quote.
Oh, couldn't chase the demons away.
Can't get them demons away. Sorry to all you Nebraska fans out there. Honestly, Boz and I've never rooted for Nebraska before
never.
In this part of my life.
Never.
And I feel a little bit more so to do so. This past week, Boz went down to Wichita for the Kansas Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame banquet. Local legend Ben Bauman inducted into the KAB Hall of Fame this
awesome.
Past week. Big congratulations to him. But also, former K-State broadcaster, former Nebraska broadcaster, Greg Sharp, inducted as well. Greg's got a big battle right now against cancer, and he was not healthy enough to go down to Wichita to accept his award. He sent a nice video instead, and, man, Greg's voice just hits the same to my ears through that video like it did back in 1996, I think is when he started there. And the biggest time I remember hearing his voice was when K-State beat Nebraska the first time.
Yeah.
And Greg Sharp on the call. It hurt a little bit when he left K-State to go to Nebraska.
Yeah.
But
stings.
It stung a little bit.
Yep.
But big congratulations to Greg Sharp for making it into the KAB Hall of Fame as well. And then last couple bits here before we get to our Luger Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner, Boz, NFL. Chiefs. What did I tell you last week?
What'd you say?
If they defeat the 49ers,
yep.
I would change my prediction.
You can't.
To 17-0, and I'm doing it.
Yeah, I don't.
They haven't played good.
No, they haven't played good, but how difficult. Nobody's done that since when? I don't even know. I'd have to look back.
Patriots did it, and then they lost in the Super Bowl to the Giants. They had
okay.
a perfect season in 2008.
So
something like that.
Long time ago.
It's been a minute.
It's been a little while. Not many teams go 17-0.
No. 12, I don't remember what it was.
Okay, so my thing is, I told you guys, I think I could see them losing a road game at Pittsburgh. I just, you know, you get all these road games. Well, and honestly, they play at the Raiders this week.
Mm.
Raiders are 2-5.
Blech.
But... And I don't know, Raiders are just on the struggle bus, so maybe it's, I think they get the win against the Raiders. But
we learned we have a lot of listeners that are actually Raiders fans tonight as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A little shocking.
Sorry
some Raiders
that.
Folks out here, but
it's unfortunate.
Yeah, I guess to each their own. But, yeah, I think the Chiefs are going to go to Vegas. They're going to go get the win against the Raiders, keep things rolling. Chiefs will move to 7-0.
They
Keep
made a big move
alive.
This past week. They got DeAndre Hopkins, Boz. That's what we kept saying the last couple of weeks. Make a move, get a receiver. Brett Veach did it. That's what assures me even more so. They will be 17-0 at the end of the regular season this year.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right.
All the Chiefs fans love me, hate me, think I'm jinxing passive aggressive. I don't know. It's just the way I feel. I mean, my prediction was 15-2 at the beginning of the season as it was.
Yeah.
The more they play, the more I'm realizing 15-2 ain't good enough. They're going to do it. 17-0. Mark it down.
Okay.
Or October 25th, 11:42 p.m.
All right.
How about the flock, buddy?
What?
Followed up the big win against the Commanders at the Bucks last Monday night. They looked dominant, did the Ravens. Big 10-point win on the road. Was really a lot bigger than that. They really shut it down in that fourth quarter and let Tampa Bay score some garbage time touchdowns, but... Ravens have won 5 straight.
Yep.
And arguably the hottest team in the NFL besides the Chiefs. And the Chiefs, I wouldn't even say are a hot team because they haven't played well. They haven't looked good.
Yeah.
Ravens look good right now.
Yeah, they do.
And they've got a pretty decent stretch of a schedule here to improve on it. At the Browns, who are putrid 1-6, if they lose this weekend, Boz.
We'll talk about it next week
if they lose. Home against the Broncos, home against the Bengals. Their first real test, I think, is going to be at the Steelers on November 17th.
Yeah.
And then even the downstretch of the season may be at the Texans. But I'm still sticking true to 11-6 is my prediction for the Ravens. I just said I'm going to stick true to it. That was my initial prediction. I'm going to shift it, can I? I've shifted the Chiefs a couple times.
Hey, do you, whatever you want to do. You can change it as many times as you want. It's not really a prediction if you change it all the time, but what, you do whatever you want to do.
13-4.
Okay.
Two games that I thought they might lose, they've already won them. So that was at the Bucks, and that was home against the Bills. So I think 13-4. And you got a 17-0 and a 13-4 team coming out of the AFC. AFC is going to win another Super Bowl no matter who
it is. All right. I like it.
All right. Luca Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball. Winner tonight, Bozzy. Who are our nominations?
Nominees tonight from Frankfurt, Wes Anderson. He had 237 yards passing on the night. Also from Frankfurt, Carter Olson, 125 yards receiving. From JCN, had a nomination for the entire team. They played a really good game against a very good Jackson Heights team. From Nemaha Central, Carter Hike, he had 13 carries for 100 yards, 3 touchdowns on the ground. Also had 13 of 21 passing for 209 yards and 4 touchdowns. From Jackson Heights, Drake Mellies, 13 carries on the night for 222 yards and 3 touchdowns. Also had 119 yards passing for 1 touchdown. Big night for Drake Mellies. Also from Jackson Heights, Austin Zeller had 3 catches for 93 yards and a touchdown. From Royal Valley, Jackson Stevens had 200 yards rushing tonight with 2 touchdowns. Also had 2-point conversions. And he did all that in only 2 quarters.
1 half.
Great night for Jackson Stevens. From Axtell, Brandon Schmelsley, 10 carries for 183 yards and 5 touchdowns. Also was 13 for 14 passing for 171 yards and 3 more touchdowns. He had 8 2-point conversions and 6 tackles on the defensive side of things. Also from Axtell, Eli Brockstrom. Didn't have any stats for him, but had a fantastic game tonight.
All right. I need you to point to me. Okay. I just needed to see who you were going with before we go to this. But your Luca Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner for week number 8 is...
It's hard. But I got to go with Brandon Schmelsley from Axtell. 10 carries, 183 yards, 5 touchdowns, 13 of 14 passing, 171 yards, 3 touchdowns, 8 2-point conversions, and 6 tackles on defense. Man balled out tonight.
And that wasn't picked because we had the Screeching Eagle.
No.
I just had to make sure I looked at your notes to see who you're picking. If you're picking him, I
got
to get it queued up.
You
but congratulations, Brandon Schmelsley, winner of the Luca Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball here on the night. If you checked us out on Facebook, you got to see who our games of the week were this week. And we had a little contest. Congratulations, Bill Badle, for winning 4 kids tickets to the Great Pumpkin Farm just north of Mayetta. 4 kids tickets to the Great Pumpkin Farm. He correctly guessed that we were going to Centralia at Riverside. It went into a pool. There was about a handful of people that picked that. Random draw, Bill Badle. You have won 4 tickets to the Pumpkin Patch, the Great Pumpkin Farm, actually, is the official title, just north of Mayetta off Highway 75. Boz, we're going to do it again next week, man, but it just might look a little bit different, dude.
Maybe a little different.
We got to figure things out. Make sure you tune in state or sub-state volleyball tomorrow across the networks. We got K-State. We got Benedictine. There's a lot going on this weekend. We'll have it on MSCSports.net. The brackets for postseason football will be up there as well. For Boz, for Ray, for Kurt, MJ, Joseph, this is Jake. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.